This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our way into your day. It's Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV Experience. Thanks to Kara Schillner's at the controls in our studio in Washington. How about some more good news? Everybody ready for?
Is it real good news or is this a trick? Because you tend to trick us sometimes. into making us believe we're saying, yes, we want good news. And then it's like, not good news at all.
Yeah. All right, this is the story of a Brooklyn restaurant.
Well, that's
and
good
this
news.
Maybe the start of something big, a trend, if you will. It has blocked out one's ability to take photos in the restaurant. How about that?
Well, there goes my Instagram feed.
I know.
Food.
All right. So this is a cafe in the East Williamsburg neighborhood. I don't know that neighborhood. What do you know about that area, Victoria?
Williamsburg, Brooklyn?
Yeah.
I've only been there like twice. I don't really
It's kind of hip and trendy, right?
Is
yeah,
it?
And it's super crowded and really expensive now, and annoying hipsters live there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's no good.
I don't have much love for Brooklyn.
Well, it's changed a lot, for sure.
Yes.
Last 30 or 40 years. So, the...
It's very pretentious now, I'll say that. That's what all of my friends who do frequent Brooklyn, they say it's very pretentious in Williamsburg.
All right, so this restaurant... It has a rule or a number of rules that include no photos in the restaurant, no photos in the kitchen, no photo shoots, no video shoots, no flash, no photo taking, and the aisles must be kept clear. The only exception to the strict no photo policy, pictures are taken in your own personal space. That's A-OK.
Oh, thank God.
Like your own plate?
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Right. According to the Yelp reviewers, the restaurant takes the rules seriously, has no problem with enforcing them. One reviewer said, quote, it's a cute place, but the rules are excessive. I was scolded 3 times in the first 15 minutes of my visit. I think people take themselves a little too seriously. All of the things. I was looking at a Yelp review of my farm this past weekend, and the complaint came on the core. We have 3 or 4 different types of ice cream. Not the quality is the same, but you can get it in a cup, you can get it in a sugar cone, or you can get it in a sugar-free cone, you can get it in a waffle cone, things like that. And so there was a mistake made. The cone was $3.75 for a big one, and this person wanted I think it was a waffle cone, which is another 75 cents, and he took offense to it because he thinks that it ought to be all the same. So he went on Yelp to talk about how he was cheated.
Some of the Yelpers, oh, man.
Well, I think they take themselves a little seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that
you think?
Probably
it's their whole life. Yeah, that's their whole life is Yelp reviews. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yep.
And they don't realize that people live and die in the restaurant business or like you're doing. I mean, people live and die by those reviews. And so when they try to find importance somewhere online and they stop they make it personal instead of just talking about the infraction, it's just dumb.
I mean, in the case that I've heard of this restaurant in Brooklyn, the one that has no photos allowed, I think that's very pretentious of the restaurant. Oh, you know, come here and eat, but, you know, you have to follow all of our rules, and you can't take pictures, and you can't, that would make me not want to go to this place. Like, you're walking in, and it's pretentious. Like, do you want my business or not?
Yeah.
When you walk into this place, they hand you the menu with the list of rules printed out.
Well, you know what, though? They'll see a reaction. If people are annoyed by it and don't want to go there, then people won't go, and then maybe they'll change the rules. So.
That's the other side of it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right, so here's another thing that comes to mind. You know, talk about pretension. The story of a wedding this past week, we seem to be inundated for whatever the reason. We have a couple of engaged ladies here, rumor is there's a wedding later in the month. So I wonder how this, at your wedding, Victoria, tell me how you'd react to this.
Okay.
This past weekend.
Doug walks in.
Well, that might happen too. But this was a moment. The two people who are the focus are the bride and groom, right? That's the whole idea. You get together the people you support, the bride and the groom, your friends are there, your family's there, people who care about you are there, and the focus is you. It is not other people. It's the bride and groom, period. So here's a guy that is the best man at a wedding this past weekend. Setting's beautiful. Everybody's happy. Family's overjoyed. Hallelujah. Mother says, finally, I'm getting my daughter out of the house. All this stuff. So in the middle of the ceremony, the groom's best friend decided to stop the wedding, and he said, may I have your attention, please? I would like to ask my longtime girlfriend, Jane, to marry me.
Oh, no.
I'd like to have that happen, Victoria, later this month when you get hit.
Those are some losers right there who, by the way, are just looking for an opportunity to dress up, and they're using your wedding for that. That's terrible.
Wow.
Well, apparently. Yeah.
Talk about a thunder stealer.
He asked his girlfriend to marry her and then revealed the fact that she was pregnant. And they start the wedding ceremony. They're about 10 minutes into it. And this guy pulls this, and Jane starts crying, and everybody and the family is surprised. The guests are there. They don't know who these people are. They think, what am I here for? Am I here to watch these people get married or watch this guy grandstand with his girlfriend?
And this is to clarify, this is before the bride and groom are married, right?
Yes, right.
I would even be mad if it happened at the reception, but at least then, you know, the main event is over. But I would not be friends with these people anymore.
I would beat him with my bouquet. That's what I would do.
I would say, can you please leave? And so, then I would not be friends with them.
Well, afterwards,
the bride must have been so pissed.
He said, I recognize that this was inappropriate, and I apologize for getting caught up in the moment.
Yeah,
but then
really,
all they did was talk about he and his girlfriend.
Of course.
And instead of toasting, after they finish the ceremony, they go inside and have their dinner. This jerk, instead of toasting his friend, the guy getting married, and his new wife, he talks about his future wife. And now my beautiful betrothed, Jane, he went out of his way to ask for a special dance for him and Jane on the dance floor.
If the groom is still friends with this guy, which I highly doubt that the groom's new wife allows friendship to continue.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've never heard of anything like that. And especially from the best man.
Yeah.
Okay, wow,
so
really
I'm looking
bad.
At, here's some of the comments online. Dude did this while officiating at their wedding. I'd cancel their honeymoon reservations while they were in mid-flight. That he's talking about when these people get married.
Mm.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Anyway, it's really...
It is amazingly bizarre weddings do to people.
What's acceptable, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, how is that in any world acceptable? Just so self... What is the word I'm looking for?
He's centered?
It doesn't even have to be a wedding.
Self-absorbed.
But for these people to propose in the middle of any situation where it's about someone else, like in the middle of someone's graduation or in the middle of a funeral or in the middle of just any party that's about other people,
rude.
I think that's inappropriate.
Doug, didn't you tell us a story not long ago about someone you knew who there was a funeral and then the ex-husband asked if he could bring the new wife to the funeral?
Yes.
I don't know. This baffles me.
People.
I know.
Yeah. You're right about that. Who raises?
It's crazy.
From the Did You Know and Do You Care department for my friends who have horses, your friends. You got any friends that have horses, Jennifer?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Kara, you got any friends that have horses?
I've got acquaintances who have horses. Does that count?
Uh-huh. Yeah. How about you, Victoria? You know,
oh, yeah. Lots of horses.
So here's some information for you that you can take to the bank, according to horse owners. The investigation into how horses, now I've been long saying to many people in my life that I think cows are smarter than horses. And, of course, I get an argument on that. Horses, though, according to some research that's out this week, have the five highly developed senses that most mammals have. That is taste, touch, hearing, the ability to smell, and the ability to see. But, according to the research, they also have a sixth sense, which has been proven sort of an enigmatic way of understanding perception. The fact that they are different from humans in that they are very perceptive about the other beings that are around them. They seem to have a heightened sense of perception.
I would totally believe that.
About the people who are close to them. You give them apples, carrots, whatever. They appreciate it, and apparently they have an ability to show their appreciation, but they also get, it's kind of like what I'm sensing here, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm sensing that part of what is being said here is that they can sense, like dogs do, when the owners are upset or when there's some kind of emotion, when there's something going on, they're aware of it. But they also are very familiar with their surroundings, which would seem unusual because horses don't have expansive vision. You know, they have kind of the, and neither do cows, but they have the ability to look around, move their necks around and see, but they don't have peripheral, a lot of peripheral vision, apparently. So they make up for that with this sort of sixth sense, the ability to perceive what is going on around them, which is
Well, if you think about it, I don't know much about cows, but...
I do, so ask me.
I know, but I'm just saying, I would think that, you know, cows and horses and dogs, you know, when horses know when bad weather is coming, and cows do too, and, you know, and where, you know, out maybe an hour or two before a storm hits, they're already seeking shelter or have already sought shelter somewhere. So there is that animal sixth sense. And I think horses, I mean, I've had a lot of horses in my life, and, you know, some are smarter than others. It's like having a dog, you know, I mean, they have different personalities.
People,
they're very perceptive and they're very sensitive.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I thought you'd enjoy that if you're
but I'm guessing you would say the same about cows too, right? Different
well, I think
levels
cows
of
have
intelligence.
It depends. In my experience, it depends on how they are raised. Not unlike humans, dogs, anything. It depends on what they're exposed to and how they are raised.
Yeah.
So in this circumstance, I've been around horses a lot when I was younger. Not so much now, although there's lots of horses in the neighborhood around me, and I certainly have known people well who have horses. But I just I find it interesting. That because sometimes I have teased about the intelligence quotient of a horse. But this is interesting to see in sort of irrefutable work here, the irrefutable study, which shows how, and it just kind of Mother Nature, the things that we don't take into account about how amazing that this life is and the world is that we live in. Something to be, I think, thankful for and to think about. At 20 after the hour, this is the DJV show.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence. It's returned like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
My
husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex, and wow! You've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ariana Grande, who certainly has gotten a lot of attention since the incident in Manchester. And some of the attention has come from Piers Morgan, who continues his long tradition of being a jerk, who said on his program over in the UK that she misplaced her priorities because she didn't stay in Manchester to visit with the victims and their families. And still,
I thought he said that he was too hard on her. And that,
well, that was his first statement. Yeah. His first statement was that, you know, the Queen was there visiting people and she's 91 and Ariana flew back to Boca. So he was very vocal about dissing Ariana for that.
But he changed his mind, apparently, Victoria.
Yeah.
After he watched the One Love Manchester benefit concert. They raised a lot of money for the families of those 22 people who were killed.
$12 million,
Yeah. He said, quote, I thought Ariana Grande was wrong to fly off, but tonight she's putting on a fabulous show. I misjudged you, and I apologize. You know what, pal? Who gives a rat's behind about you?
At
why don't you take your self-importance?
I mean, what do you want?
I want him to go blow his nose and...
I mean, I can't believe I'm defending Piers Morgan. I don't like him, but I didn't think there was anything wrong.
Okay. All right, so anyway, that was, but the good thing here is after we've taken our shot at Piers Morgan, is what has come out of all of this. And yeah, you
I mean, she put together, you know, she and her people put together a pretty impressive lineup and had people flying in from all around the world. So, and it was all last minute. So I thought that the concert was great, and I thought she did a really fabulous job. I mean, I also can't imagine how traumatized she must have been.
Yeah.
You know,
is there any, I mean, under the circumstances, think about all of our lives and the trauma that is part of our lives every single day. We think about Manchester to London to Qatar being, as we find out now, a place that harbors these no good sons of guns. And, you know, you just think, is there anything that's, you find out that one of the guys involved in the situation in London was from Ireland. And
I think there's a lot more coming with the Ireland stuff too.
Yeah. Well, because it's easy to go around things in Ireland where it isn't in other parts of the UK or in Europe. All right, so on that score, let's move on to the 2017 CMT Awards, announcing a new list of performers, including the live pairing of Jason Derulo and Luke Bryan.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Jennifer, what's that going to amount to?
Well, you'd probably see a pretty fun performance. Luke Bryan has tons of energy, and he jumps all over the stage, and he's not afraid to shake his hips. And so I think it'll probably be a pretty good performance.
He's our
who
farm
cares
guy. We like him.
Yeah.
Farm.
Who cares who he dances with, as long as he's dancing? I mean, please.
Also at the show, Peter Frampton and the brothers Osborne are going to perform together for the first time. This is, what, tomorrow night, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derek Trucks, formerly from the Allman Brothers Band, and the band leader of the Trucks, the Tedeschi Trucks Band, going to join a tribute to Greg Allman with Jason Aldean, Darius Rucker, and Lady Antebellum's Charles Kelly.
That should be pretty good.
You think?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Also announced the lineup of newer acts for its Firestone stage. Breakthrough Video of the Year nominee Brett Young, John Pardee. Lauren Elena, is it John Pardee or John Party?
No, Pardee.
Right? Pardee. Yeah, okay. Plenty of performers already announcing they'll be there. The Chainsmokers, Florida Georgia Line, Keith Urban, Carrie Underwood, Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's going to be an interesting sort of eclectic mix of people. Ooh.
I think it's going to be good. I'm definitely tuning in.
Blake Shelton, Brent Eldridge, Miranda Lambert, Thomas Rhett performing. So big time deal tomorrow night. CMT Awards on TV, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What to expect from your pet when you're expecting. Confusion, possible housebreaking regression. Before the baby arrives, these are important steps that every pet guardian should take. Socialize your dog or cat with kids. Let them watch children's TV. Take them to schoolyards. Make sure it's a positive experience. Familiarize your pet with the typical baby sounds and baby paraphernalia. Things like diapers, rattles, baby pad, or mobiles. A recording of an infant will help ready the pet for the baby's arrival. Correct any problems, because if the dog is not properly trained, when he sees the baby, he might go to jump playfully. You're going to say no, creating instant animosity. It's always a good idea to have a total veterinary examination beforehand. Make arrangements for pet care, because your everyday schedule probably not going to be the way it was. And make sure you stock up on toys and playthings. And most importantly, when everyone comes over the house to see the new baby, make them stop and play with the dog, therefore a positive relationship. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Robin, give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The most notable and quotable things of the day come from the DJV experience. If you don't mind me saying so myself, D is Doug, J is Jennifer, V, Victoria, DJV for victory, victory, it's our cry. So let's, there's a little crying going on. A report from Atlanta yesterday on a Delta flight, kind of an emotional thing, a support dog with a veteran. Dog and the veteran sitting in the middle seat, according to news reports. Flight was supposed to go to San Antonio. The dog somehow or other, this guy's sitting in the middle seat, dog's with him, and a passenger who's on the window seat did something, moved in some way. For some unknown reason, though, the dog attacked the man, and apparently it turned out to be kind of a bloody mess.
Oh.
It was a pretty... serious. We now see dogs on planes all the time, especially if they're emotional support dogs, and you can understand with the crazy stuff that some of the people that have had to go to either Afghanistan or Iraq have had to put up with. They come home and they're all miscombobulated, out of sorts, and they have these dogs. The dogs become a great support for them, but if their dog is trained to be very aware of what's going on around him, and perhaps this person moved in some way, the dog perceived it to be an attack on his master, so he bites and does a lot of damage to this guy's face and neck.
Jeez.
So the plane lands, they take the person off the plane to get medical attention, and the military, the fellow, was so traumatized by it, they had to help him get out of the seat, and all he could say, he was hugging the dog, and all he could say, all the people on the plane heard him say, they're going to put him down, they're going to put him down, they're going to put him down. So that was the whole, I mean, you think about these sorts of things, and it looks like there could have been some fairly severe injuries to the passenger. So what do you do in this circumstance? We're trying to support people who are in service. We all know that they need some additional support. Dogs often are so trained for this. The dogs don't do the owners any good if they're in a kennel under the plane. But under this circumstance, and, you know, I go back to saying what I said before, I never get on a plane anymore and don't see somebody get on the plane with a dog.
I know. It annoys the bejeez out of me. I think it is so inappropriate.
Mm.
I mean, I feel sorry for the service person. Obviously, that's maybe the exception, or a seeing eye dog is an exception. But, yeah. Doug, I mean, you can cop to it. You went online and bought your dog a vest that said service dog. And I think a lot of people are doing that to avoid having to put their dogs underneath the plane and wanting to travel with them. But I just don't know how fair that is to the other passengers.
Well, it kind of depends. I mean, I'll make my statement or my reason for doing it is because the dog didn't travel well. And I knew that she would be okay with passengers and it would be all right. But you got to know your dog.
Well, yeah, I think that's the issue, is at least with, you know, guide dogs for people who are blind or have disabilities, they have to undergo training. But, you know, if anyone can go online, and my cousin has done this for her multiple dogs, which are really big dogs that take up an entire seat.
Yeah.
You know, she's gone online and gotten these vests, and they don't have to undergo, it's not that they're bad dogs, but they don't undergo any kind of training,
right,
you know,
no.
for human interaction or if they can stop themselves from barking or, you know, stuff like that. So it's, I have mixed feelings about it.
Charlotte was very, very easy on the plane. And everybody loved her because she was so easy.
It doesn't matter. I'm allergic to dogs.
I understand.
And it's rude.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing, is that it seems like everybody has the want and the need, and they say, well, my dog's different. Well, yeah, I love dogs. Believe me, I do. But if I'm sitting next to your dog and I'm sneezing, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, it doesn't matter who your dog is. I'm still sneezing and uncomfortable during a flight.
I'll bring a box of Kleenex.
Well, but in your case, though, Doug, I mean, I do see both sides of this, too, for sure. I mean, there are no peanuts allowed on planes anymore because, you know, if someone even sniffs a peanut, then, you know, people have allergies to it. So what about the poor people who are suffering from animal allergies? But in your case, Doug, you bought her a seat, right?
I did.
So I think that's different. I mean, if you buy a seat for your dog, then I do think that's different. If you're crammed in the middle and you've got a big dog and you have two people and, you know, a person on either side of you, and you're not like a veteran or someone with an actual real medical need for a companion, then there are just so many people who are abusing the system.
You know what? Somebody brought a cat on a plane, and I sneeze a lot around cats.
What? Nobody brings a cat on a plane.
Of course they do. In those little cages under the seat, you got to be kidding.
Oh, yeah.
There are tons of them. They're flying on
planes. Yeah, my friend flew with her cat.
So how did you feel? How did you feel when you were uncomfortable because someone brought a cat on the plane?
All I could think about was you and that damn cat.
Yeah, see? I wouldn't bring my cat on a plane, so you wouldn't have to worry about it. I mean, because that's infringing on someone else's comfort and someone else's needs. So unless it was absolutely necessary, I don't know. I have a tough time with it. And don't get me wrong, I love animals. I love dogs. I love cats. It's just, you know, what's appropriate.
What about the dog? Like, if it's a small dog, like, or a cat in the carrier underneath the seat in front of you? Because that is different than...
I think that is different. If they can get into a carrier, especially...
Yeah.
I mean, I used to go to Mexico with the family who take a small dog, and you wouldn't know that the dog was there. They'd give it a little nighty-night pill, and the dog would sleep during the flight, and then it was done.
Yeah.
It's the bigger dog, though, that's a problem.
I'm shocked here as we're talking about this. I got distracted. You know, I have three screens in front of me, and I'm paying attention to what you're all saying, and I'm trying to come up with things that are interesting and unusual for us to talk about and observe upon. I'm looking at this video of a guy who, there's a car traveling down the highway, and obviously something's wrong with the car, the way it's acting, and a guy who's coming in the opposite direction sees the car heading toward him. So he stops his truck, backs up off to the side of the road. The car's slowing down. The window's open on the passenger side. The guy from the truck jumps into the car because the driver has slumped over the wheel. The guy who jumps into the car stops the car before the police arrive. It's one of the most interesting pieces of video. Wow. And the guy's having a seizure. Jeez. And it was captured on a police. The police are following this guy because there was a report of an erratic car on the highway. And the other fellow, he just jumps into the car, stops the car from colliding with another car, and gets out of the car, goes back to his truck, and drives away.
Why would you just drive away, though?
Because you've done what you wanted to do, and time to get to work.
Get on your way.
Yeah, I mean, he's not looking for anything.
Was that guy Blake Shelton? Because I feel like Blake Shelton has so many stories where he, you know, pulls people with his truck, like, out of when they're stuck in the mud. And there's always a rescue story that Blake Shelton has every week. Maybe this was Blake.
Sounds like me and my, I haul him out with my tractor, though, and not with a truck. All right, let's get to the sports desk so that Ms. Keelan and Ms. Horn can bring us up to date on a couple of stories, including, I go back to the airline, here's a black eye for American and kind of a ruination for a fellow who is trying to be competitive at the U.S. Open. So who do we'll save our booze until after you tell the story, Victoria.
Well, golf fans know that the Monday before the U.S. Open is called the longest day in golf, and that's the day when golfers all over the country play out their final chance to qualify for the America's National Championship, the U.S. Open. Now, what happened with this one golfer, his name's Michael Buttacavoli. I should know this, right?
Buttacavoli.
You know, I'm thinking of Buttafuoco. That's the name that like popped in my head.
Buttafuoco.
Well, he was on an American Airlines flight, and they lost his golf clubs, and he had to withdraw.
How do you lose a bag of golf?
That's a question he's still asking. He's still asking that.
They stole them.
Well, he said that they put a priority tag on it, and it was the only set of golf clubs on the flight.
Priority to steal.
Yeah. So it was the only set of golf clubs on the flight, and he said it's the only piece of luggage that was not found. So, of course, he took to Twitter. He was stuck at the airport. He had to withdraw from the sectionals. And he said, thank you, American Air. One golf bag with priority tags on the plane. It's the only bag you can't find. And unfortunately, now I have to withdraw from the U.S. Open. Naturally, American Air, you know, apologized, but it was too late. So then he tweeted again, priority tags are meaningless. I told you 100 times, stop apologizing. Don't need sympathy or for you to be PC. Just do better. You have yet to show that. So by the end of the conversation on Twitter, he was still looking for his clubs and then was tweeting about, unfortunately, he might have to miss the second qualifying event for a different tournament. So.
Okay. But can't he rent some clubs? I mean, he's going to a golf course.
People said that, but I guess, I don't know. I mean, he has custom clubs.
The clubs are fitted for you. I mean, these pros have, all their clubs are made specifically for them, including the grips and that. He could probably play with somebody else's clubs, but would he play as well?
Right.
Would he be competitive is probably the question that gets asked.
Suck it up, cupcake. Let's
but
go.
There's still the other side of it is how do you lose? I mean, I don't often check bags. Matter of fact, I try to make sure I don't check any bags when I travel. When I do travel, they put a priority sticker on the bag, and it's what you look for. You expect that that's going to be the first thing off the plane, and that you've been taken care of. And so for them to put it just makes a joke out of the priority tag thing. That's really, I think, part of the point here. It's a joke. All right, so hopefully he finds his clubs. We'll have to follow along that line. Meanwhile, Jennifer, John McEnroe versus Margaret Court.
Yeah.
What gives
apparently, Margaret Court made some remarks about tennis being full of lesbians. And so John McEnroe had a question for her, and that was, who gives a bleep? Well, John McEnroe took her to task over her recent homophobic remarks and her history of racism and homophobia in a...
She's a South African, for God's sakes.
Well...
That'll give you entree into it right there.
Yeah, he posted a video of it on YouTube. The firestorm all began last week when Margaret Court threatened to boycott Qantas Airlines because of its support for same-sex marriage. In a radio interview Wednesday, she said, tennis is full of lesbians and transgendered people were the work of the devil. Quartz intolerance, nothing new. She criticized Martina Navratilova back in 1990, saying she wasn't a good role model because she's a lesbian. 4 years ago, she said...
She's a great tennis player.
Yeah.
I want to have her... let's put Margaret Court in a match with Selena... And what's her face?
Serena Williams.
Let's put her in a. There's somebody who's not a lesbo. She's pregnant. Man, she could probably whip the.
Listen to you.
off of Margaret Court. Anyway,
a few years ago, she said Casey Dellacqua, I believe, and her partner Amanda Judd had deprived their newborn son of a father. So John McEnroe addressed her comments by saying, "Quote: The way I see it, there are three options regarding this statement." Number one, this is true, and who gives a blank? Number two, this is not true, and who should give a blank? And number three, this is half true, and who should we really give a blank?
There you go. Thank you. Yeah.
It's so funny that John McEnroe, of all people, is defending, like, he's on the right side here, which I don't often find him.
Yeah, a lot of people would.
Well, he's standing up for everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how anyone can make the argument, unless you're Margaret Court, that he's not on the right side of saying, who cares? It's no one's business.
Maybe a lot of people need to get a life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What I mean, Jelly Bean, here's something that's very sobering and very serious and something for you to all pay attention to. Last couple of weeks we've been talking about the situation for way too many people in our country who are affected by drugs, whether you take them, whether you're around people that do, whether you have a problem in your family, you're working with somebody who's got an addiction. It is craziness. So I suggest an answer to the problem. You can perhaps, if you have the problem, get involved, or you can send somebody to Better Addiction Care. Better Addiction Care. 844-262-8658. This is serious. There is such a problem in our country, and these companies that are trying to deal with this, there are a lot of support companies that have been started, medical companies. This appears to be the best because they offer you choices. It's not a one-size-fits-all company. And they have made sure that with their operation, if you have any kind of health insurance, most of the time you've got health insurance covers up to 100% of the costs for helping yourself out of this addictive problem. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Why don't you give them a call, give it a try, get some information. If you think you can't deal with your substance problems, or again, this is for people who care about other people, you can do a good job for them and or for you by calling Better Addiction Care. Get the help you need. Get the hope you need. 844-262-8658.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8080 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8080.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Medical time, how do you do? It's time for Dr. Jack Stockwell to join us with some free health care advice. And I will tell you that it's worth more than you're paying for it. I give you that much. Dr. Jack is an Ooker chiropractor. He's a helpful, handy fellow to have around the house if you need help in a naturalistic way. I have great respect and regard for Jack. That's why he's here on the program to talk about fruit juice in a moment, and how maybe you might want to steer clear of what's in it, and maybe you steer clear of what's in it by not drinking it. I'll get some recommendations and the whys and the wherefores with Dr. Jack in a moment after we give you an idea. This actually, Jack, is kind of interesting because it addresses what is on your mind about fruit juice today. Performance-enhancing veggie drinks. And the fact that we have super beets to talk about, it's on the top of the list of these, there are green, I think, what do they call them? Green drinks? Green drinks in general.
Usually it's got some kale or some spinach in it that's going to turn it green.
Right. The green stuff is good, but beets are the best. And the best of all of the beet products to boost nitric oxide levels in your body is super beets. If you like beets, fine. If you don't like beets, then perhaps you might want to take a trip down the super beet lane. Secret, super beets are lightly dried, they're cooked, they're lightly dried, and they are powdered. The dietary nitrates are protected, and that's what gives you the healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation, healthy support. So get started with super beets. Call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Get your first supply. Actually, with it, you get a free 30-day supply and free shipping. So you pay for 3 months, you get 4 months worth of super beets and free shipping at 800-655-4183. Jack likes it because it's good for your blood pressure, amongst other things, and it keeps you from having to drink things like these fruit juices that are just yucca bunga. So what did you find out?
Well, the the American Academy of Pediatrics has just come out with a warning. Dr. Stephen Abrams at the Department of Pediatrics at the University of Texas Medical School. I'll quote him. There has never been a question that whole fruits are the best choice for children. However, we have to take a step back and realize that there are harmful consequences to consuming large amounts of juice by children because the fiber has been removed. Again, when you are giving kids concentrated fruit juice, you're giving them something that has been altered from the way that nature made it. Now, as much as the vitamin and mineral content of fruits offer us, especially the organic variety that do not have the poisons and chemicals on the skin of the plant, when you remove the fiber, when you remove the solid substances and just have the juice, you have concentrated sugar, which is why kids like it so much.
Yeah.
You don't see them, you know, guzzling down volumes of green juice unless there's a lot of pineapple juice or some kind of sugar added to it. If it's just basic vegetable, they don't care for it. But fruit, you know, the thing that makes fruit so popular with kids, especially bananas, strawberries, grapes, these kinds of things, is because they're half sugar. And then when you juice them and make these concentrated juices, you mistakenly think that these kids are getting their daily amount of fruit that they should have, when nothing could be further from the truth. You're just giving them sugar drinks.
Yeah, well, under the circumstances, it's how it's marketed, man. I tell you, there, you see how much money is spent selling this stuff, and it's all personal choice, and it all involves personal education, understanding what you don't, you know, the regular juice drinks that you can get from the purity of real apple juice isn't something that's pasteurized. It's not put through any process. It's squeeze the apples together, drink the juice, you get all the fiber, all that stuff. But when it's processed, they put it through a same, it basically is the same way as you pasteurize milk.
Well, it is. It's pasteurized fruit juice, so you know the enzymes have been destroyed.
Yeah, everything in it is cooked, either microwaved or lasered, so that, yeah, you have something that looks like what the product is that you think you're drinking, but you don't have any benefit. All the vitamins and minerals are gone.
It's been exposed to oxygen, so that there's other aspects of it that have oxidized, as opposed to juicing it and then drinking it right away at home.
And that causes, that's what starts rapid oxidation. Is basically rotting, it's rusting. Rapid oxidation is fire, but when you put a lot of oxygen into something, you start, look at what you happens to a banana or an apple when you leave it out for a half an hour.
Oh, precisely.
And so that's what's happening to the juices.
Right.
They're beginning, they're becoming...
just not quite as obvious.
No, it isn't, because you get, you know, it's covered up by the fact the juice moves around. But if you leave it around a lot, you see that stuff floating in it. Dr. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen on the DJ Beef Show at 59 past the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.